The question was asked, we are taught that Ishmael did tshuva, yet we see his descendants were very, very bad and evil, and still are, unfortunately. So how does that happen if Esav did tshuva? So there's a story. True story. There was once a kid who came home to his mother. The story happened here in the United States. And he's a little bit dirty, and his mother says, what happened? And he says, there was a scuffle. And his mother says, in school? And he says, no, on the way home. So the kid said, the mother says, what happened? And he says, well, me and the guys decided to start up with a few kids. So his mother says, really? What did you do? So he says, well, there were a few Jew boys who always come down this block next to where we live, and so we decided we'd hide and throw rocks at them. So there was a bit of a scuffle. So his mother turns white. And he says, what's wrong, Ma? They were just Jews. So his mother looks at him and says, you're a Jew. So he looks at his mother and he says, what do you mean? So she says, well, after the Holocaust, I decided that I don't want you to go through what I went through. So your father and I decided we'd bring you up like everyone else here. But you're throwing rocks at Jews? She says to him, I'm a Jew, your father's a Jew, and you're a Jew. Okay. True story. Now, let's imagine for a minute that the kid grew up and the story did not happen. And as happened to one of our students years ago, he came home for a visit from the military. And he was already practicing all kinds of idol worship. And half his body was tattooed with idols and prayers to idols. Literally, he had spent $30,000 tattooing from his wrist down to his waist. His whole arms and backs were big tattoos of Tibetan prayers and names of idols and stuff. And then, when he was already in his almost middle age, his mother one day tells him, oh, by the way, you're Jewish. He's like, huh? What do you mean I'm Jewish? So she goes, yeah, sure, you're Jewish. He says, what do you mean I'm Jewish? She goes, well, after the Holocaust, her grandmother, I think it was, her great-grandmother, decided that she's not doing this again, so she married a non-Jew. And then she had, I think it was his grandmother, and then she had me. And I went just like her. I married someone not Jewish. But you should know that you're a man. So if you marry a non-Jewish woman, your kids won't be Jewish. But you still are. And if you go to Israel, the Jews will consider you a Jew. So he goes like, you never told me. She goes, why does it matter? He says, I was looking for every religion under the sun. I practiced this, I practiced that, and you never told me I was Jewish. She goes, okay, so now you know. Okay, so let's imagine for a minute that going back to our first story, that after the kid grew up not knowing he was Jewish and throwing rocks at Jews, or like happened in Hungary with Mr. Szegedy, he becomes the head of the anti-Semitic party, only to discover later that he himself is a Jew. Let's imagine Mr. Szegedy would have only discovered it on his deathbed that he was a Jew. And then let's imagine that he did tshuva. He did real tshuva. Only he was already in his 90s. So he spent the last 2 years of his life being a pious, observant person. Can he undo the education that he's given? Can he undo the hatred that he's sown? So Yishmael at the end of his life does tshuva. But Yishmael has already had children, which he brought up to be like himself, Pere Adam, a person that's very wild, Yadov HaKol, he steals from everyone, Yad Kol Bo, everyone's laying out a bounty for him. Throughout the world, he's known as the great villain. Ah, eventually he did tshuva, but who said he was able to bring his children around? You see, the first wives he had, Avraham Avinu wouldn't even get off his camel. He comes to visit him, and every time he sees those wives are not kind people, and they're not respectful, they treat him badly. Every time Avram comes to visit Yishmael, finally he gets his, I think it's his third wife who is decent. But if Yishmael only did tshuva in the end, I don't know when Yishmael did tshuva. But it's very possible that by the time he did tshuva, he couldn't turn around his kids. You see that his kids join forces with Esav and they plot together to kill Yitzchak. Doesn't sound like his kids are so pious. You see, Nevayot was part of the plot. You see that Esav goes to take counsel with Yishmael's kids. It certainly sounds like Yishmael's kids were not part of this tshuva process that Yishmael underwent. So that's a sad answer, that sometimes a person can do tshuva, but it's too late to undo what they've done in their life. They already have kids who have already moved on, taking their mistakes and propagating them.
By undo, do you mean the consequences in the Olam Haba?
In this world. I'm saying if Yishmael already had children who he educated in his criminal ways, so just because he did tshuva doesn't mean they're going to respect that and follow suit. Okay, could be. So that they would?
Like your mom, you're getting together. Like, Esav and Yishmael, at the end of the day, they get together to destroy the entire world.
Okay. I'm just saying, the bottom line is, it would seem that Yishmael did tshuva. So Kohanim Gedolim and rabbis called themselves Rabbi Yishmael because Rabbi Yishmael at the end is a positive, he himself is a positive person in Tanakh. He had a downtime? Yeah, but he did tshuva in the end. So even though he had a downtime, at some point he came back. So we don't start saying, yeah, but he had a period where he had his wild streak and he was stealing from people and everything. At the end of the day, he was a fine person. He ended up a tzaddik. So you see Kohanim Gedolim, the high priest, and rabbis in the Mishnah got the name Rabbi Yishmael. So we don't view him as a negative person per se. But that doesn't mean he could undo the damage he'd done.
Well, it just seemed weird.